بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد not paying one's employee سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم reported that Allah تبارك وتعالى said on the day of resurrection I will demand the rights due from three types of people. Firstly, a person who swore on my name but failed to fulfill his promise. Secondly, one who sells a free person, that is a person who is not a slave, and consumes the money received. And thirdly, one who employs a laborer and the laborer has accomplished his task but he does not recompense him. Note, it is below the dignity of a human to mete out oppression of the above nature to a fellow human. Hence, failing to recompense a laborer has been seen as a major sin. Being a laborer is not a disgusting position. Sayyiduna Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to encourage them to give charity for any cause, they would go to the marketplace and seek employment. Note, when the poor Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum used to hear the virtue of charity, their desire to give would force them to seek employment so that they may be able to give charity. Pay your laborer before his perspiration dries. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, pay your laborer before his perspiration dries. Note, the hadith forbids delaying in recompensing the laborer. Many people force their employee to beg for their payment, which is a lowly trait. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.